I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A summit of the African Union kicked off today in Egypt, and the African leaders there look uncomfortable. That's presumably because of the presence of one of their own, Robert Mugabe. He was re-elected president of Zimbabwe last week, but election monitors from the African Union today said the vote fell far short of democratic standards. That's putting it mildly. Mugabe was the only candidate in the runoff poll. The BBC's Martin Plowd is at the summit in Sharm el-Sheikh. And are other African leaders surprised or even upset that Mugabe showed up to the summit, Martin?
I think in a way, maybe they are slightly upset that he did show up, but I'm sure that nobody was surprised. You know, Robert Mugabe has built his entire career on confrontation. He's always been the ultimate hard man. So they may be uncomfortable with his presence, but I don't think anybody's surprised that he's here.
Well, the phrase that is on everybody's lips is a negotiated solution, and the UN Deputy Secretary General Asha Rose Migiro made a statement pushing for a negotiated solution today. Let's hear what she had to say.
This is a moment of truth for regional leaders. Many have raised their voices regarding this issue. The Secretary General also urges you, Excellencies, to mobilize support for a negotiated solution. Only dialogue between Zimbabwean parties, supported by the African Union and by other regional actors, can restore peace and stability to that country.
Martin Plowd, what might a negotiated solution actually look like?
Well, if you remember what happened in Kenya after their rigged elections went badly wrong and there was all the violence and the conflict, eventually what happened was that the negotiation produced a solution in which both sides won. And I think that that is the one possibility that is being negotiated. But I think there's also a considerable amount of resistance to that kind of solution. Because, as some of the civil society organizations that are here are saying, is why should we reward somebody who loses an election? You know, that's not really democracy. So why should we endorse it? Now, African leaders don't quite know what to do about that, but they would like to certainly bring together both sides. So it would be Morgan Tsvangirai from the opposition, who believes he won the first round of the election, and Robert Mugabe from the government, who believes he won the last round of the election.
Won the last round of the election and has been inaugurated president now. And what will Mugabe have to say about some kind of negotiated solution? I mean, is he likely to even sit down with Morgan Tsvangirai?
Well, it's not something that he really relishes, but he has said that he wants to hold talks. And after all, there's no point in him talking to anybody else. Tsvangirai is really the man who leads the opposition now. But one other possibility is that President Mugabe may pull away some other members of the opposition and try to bring them into a government of national unity. Now, Morgan Tsvangirai's answer to all this is saying, well, now look, let's not have him as president, but let him sort of rise above politics and be an elder statesman. But Robert Mugabe knows that once you give up the presidential reins of power, you give them up for good. And certainly a lot of the people who are in the military around him would be very unhappy about that as well.
The U.S., together with a number of EU countries, have been talking about other measures, including a global arms embargo against Zimbabwe. What chance is there that the African nations will actually go for that?
I doubt whether they would go for that. And, you know, there's also been recent reports that South Africa has been arming Zimbabwe. I suppose there's no surprise in that. South Africa produces arms. It's a big arms supplier. And why should it not use a customer who's its neighbor? I mean, there was no reason why it shouldn't. But all this makes Africa very uncomfortable. Now, Jendiah Frazier, President Bush's Africa Secretary of State, has been here, and she has been making some quite interesting remarks. She's been saying that there's no way that anything that comes out of this meeting could prevent the United States from implementing sanctions. She's also said that the African Union is not in the style to be outspoken in public, but has been doing so in private. So there is some sense that things are moving here. The problem is, how far are they moving, and are they moving fast enough?
The BBC's Martin Plowd at the African Union Summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Thanks very much for your time.
Sure, pleasure.